Hopefully, most of you, all of you, got the email sent out about the Paul Robeson Memorial Plaza that is being constructed at Rutgers University. 20 years ago, our chorus had the honor of singing it in honor of Paul Robeson's 100th birthday. And that culminated in a performance at Carnegie Hall, which our chorus was honored to be part of. And now here, 20 years later, Rutgers University is going to honor the centennial year of his graduation, which is in 2019. So at the alumni of the class of 1971 have spearheaded this movement to construct this beautiful memorial plaza on the campus. Now, I sent out an email. If people didn't get a chance to see it, your section leaders have one of these. They can pass it around. So our chorus, we hope to get invited to sing as part of this celebration. But in the meantime, we can take part in helping the fundraising, which is nearly completed, by purchasing a granite paver, which will be part of the plaza, and we'll have the chorus name on it and an inscription of our own design. And so if we can raise $1,000 amongst all of us, we can purchase one of these granite pavers. So your section leaders will be accepting your donations. If we can get between $10 and $20 per person, we should be able to come up with $1,000. Obviously, if people want to donate a little bit more, that'd be great.
The check should be made out to the labor
course. No, if you're going to make out a check, it should be made out to the Rutgers University Foundation, and then in the memo section, we'll fill that in. It's for the class of 71 fund. Any other questions? Oh. you have a question? I'm sorry. Lincoln is for the tenors. Lincoln is handling the monies. And this is not. We should try to get this done as soon as we can. But it's not. The deadline is not. The deadline is not for a while yet. But if we can get this together and put it to rest, that would be great. For example, let's say we get X number of dollars in cash, X number of dollars in checks made out to Rutgers. But in other words, the checks made out to Rutgers will go away. And then we'll make out whatever.
At Kelly's suggestion, to instead of making it out to Rutgers, make the checks out to the New York City Labor Corps.
On the memo,
yeah.
That's better.
One point. Jump one. It's going to come from one place.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Jeff, they already collected something else. Do you want us? Yeah, if you don't mind. Okay, thank you all.
Mimi? Yeah, I just want to make a short announcement because I haven't had a chance to say anything to the second households and to anybody else who needs to know. I'm no longer going to be, or at least for the foreseeable future, I'm not going to be the leader for the second households. Lucy Rubin is going to be the leader for the second households, so yay, Lucy!
Oh, by the way, one thing. Richard is a graduate of Rutgers. And I don't know if people saw his response on the anyways. The same place as Roman.
Jeff, is there a site that we can look up? Speak up, please.
Can't hear you.
Paul Rosa was very, very close to the miners' union in UPenn. And when we were invited to Wales, and we performed with the miners' chorus, and they came here later. But one of the most important things that we did when we were there, long time ago, 40-odd years ago, Paul was invited by the miners' union to their convention, and he was not allowed by the United States government to go there. So the first transatlantic broadcast was Paul Rosa singing to the miners' union in the hall. So where did we go?
We went to the hall.
And we sang to an empty auditorium. We just had to go up there and be on the stage and sing where he wasn't allowed to sing. It was a wonderful moment for the world. And there's a beautiful bust of him there. We put our union hats on his bust.
Make them hear you. Need one?
Susan, you want me?
Make them hear you?